Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to the preacher
and the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning,
and I'm Dorsey Manning,
and we are the preacher
and the pastor.
Today we have an interesting topic, and
a great topic for tonight: identifying the thief in your life.
Yes, when you can identify the thief in your life.
Wow.
What do you think about when you hear that, identifying the thief in your life?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Not only do I want to identify the thief in my life, I want to identify the thief that I can't see that's trying to take everything away from it.
My God.
So that means everything to be able to identify the thief in your life.
It's operating. And some of us are the thieves. We've been in a position of thieving or stealing. So, yeah, some people have been that thief.
So when you say
robbing
us,
people.
You say us. Who you talking about when you say us?
I'm just saying. I'm not going to lie. At one point, I was the thief.
You were the thief.
I was a candy-stealing thief as a kid.
Oh,
I was in my grandmother's bag or whatever, little change.
That's true.
I thought I was entitled to have it. Then later on, I found out I was stealing.
You didn't realize that you were stealing. You thought it was you.
I was sneaking. So I was a kid. But I've been there. Been there, done that.
Identifying
the thief in your life.
Great topic.
Hallelujah. I'm excited, you all. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we were talking about today, identifying the thief in your life. We do have a special guest on. We're excited to have him on the show today. We have Overseer Joseph Gwynn that will be joining us today. We're so excited to have him. What God is doing in his life, he has a great testimony. And so we're just excited. We're always excited about the work of God and how God is working in us. So we take no glory in what God is doing for ourselves. We give all glory, all praise, and honor goes to our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. We're just so grateful. Pastor, identifying the thief in your life. When we talk about thief, thief is a person who steals another's property, especially by stealth and without using force or violence. Now, we're talking about the word stealth. That means conscious, surreptitiously action or movement. A thief comes to steal, not to add to you, give to you, bless you, but to take that you have. Now, understanding what this word means is in a way that a thief will come in a way that a way which you don't know secretly, to avoid notice or to bring any type of attention when they're taken from you. And sometimes a thief is right in your house where you work at. They're close to you, taken from you, robbing you. That person that's close to you, know everything about you, is stealing from you. And it can be your peace, your joy, your happiness, your finances, even your life and your destiny. Pastor, let's talk about it. Identifying a thief in your life.
There's more than one way that I looked at this. You know, I was thinking about this topic here all day, you know, identifying the thief. And it was a couple things that came to mind. I'm talking about a thief. You know, when you identify a thief, we're talking about somebody that would try to steal your physical things. That's most of the time when we think of a thief, you know, someone that steals your physical things. Because when you think about it, it's somebody that you cannot see. You know, I can't see you. And there's somebody that shows up in the dark or in the nighttime, you know, while you're resting. You know, they're very cautious about making a sound. At the same time, they go through all of your things and they rob you of everything that's valuable to you. That's what I'm thinking about when I was thinking about a thief that comes to
Yes, and a lot of times a thief, they watch you. When somebody's coming in to take from you, you'll find that a lot of they'll watch you, your everyday movement, when you leave, when you come, to find out just the right time to come in and take from you. And not just when you were saying that it's name to think about when a thief comes in. They actually watch how you behave, your behavior, what you do every day, your daily routine, so they know how to take, you know, operating under the radar.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that, you know. I was thinking about that. I said, okay. If I can identify that thief, if I can identify, first of all, nobody wants to have a problem of a thief. No, that's one of the most uneasiest feeling that you can have of knowing that somebody have took something from you and you didn't even see them. That's an uneasy feeling to know that somebody, especially if they've broken into your home or they've broken into your car or your possession.
Yes.
Just ramshacked and just took all that they wanted and all that they didn't want. They destroyed it. They just made sure that they left their presence there. That's just a very uneasy feeling. But you do know that people do that same thing. People do that same thing in your life. They are just so undetected. And these are people that are connected to you. These are people that say that they are friends or are on your side or family members, you know, they definitely do the same thing. They are undetected because you do not expect them to steal anything from you. And most of the things, when you're talking about identifying a thief in your life, what they want to steal from you is your joy, your happiness, your peace, or your peace of mind. And all of this takes place inside of your mind. A thief, they definitely want to battle for your thoughts because a thief knows that if he can get your mind, if he can get you feeling how he wants you to feel and get you all in a place where you do not want to be, see, now you so concentrating on trying to find out if it's this person, that, and you just took your mind off of who is right there beside you, talking to you every day. And most of the time we tell that thief where to harm us or what to steal from us. We tell him what's valuable.
It's true. Amen. It's true. It's true. Amen. And, you know, it always brings it back to the scripture. We all know John 10:10, and we say this all the time, even here, you know, identifying the thief and making the thief pay you back what was taken. The Bible declares in John 10:10, the thief does not come except, think about these words, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And the Bible says, I've come that they may have life and that they may have life and have it more in abundance. So what is the scripture saying? In contrast to the thief who takes life, Jesus gives us life. The life he gives right now is abundant, richer, and fuller. It is eternal, and it begins immediately. So when we're talking about the thief comes to rob all that Jesus has come to give us. So when we think about the thief coming to operate, even when we think about Judas as a Christ, the Bible says in Luke 22:3 that Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Azarias, who was numbered amongst the 12. So here, Satan's part in the betrayal of Jesus did not remove any of the responsibility from Judas. But see, because Judas had the mindset, he was able to enter into him to be used by Satan. So what did Satan do when he used him? He used him to rob, to steal, to kill. So this disillusion because Jesus was talking about dying rather than about setting up his kingdom. So Judas may have been trying to force. I'm gonna go to the left a little bit here, and it's still gonna help you. It's still gonna help somebody that's listening as well as myself. Judas may have been trying to force Jesus' hand and make him use his power to prove that he was the Messiah. Or perhaps Judas, not understanding Jesus' mission, no longer believed that Jesus was God's chosen one. So he allowed himself to be used by Satan, and he allowed Satan to enter us. So a lot of people have allowed Satan to enter them to become the thief, to become the one that steals, that kills, and destroys, because they're allowing themselves to be used by Satan. So now you become the thief. But when you can identify the thief in your life, now you know how to come against that thief. You know, now you know how to prepare to handle and call that thief off and make them call them out to make them repay that they have stolen. Amen? And then you know how to apprehend the thief. Apprehend the thief in your life. Removing that thief out of your life. Amen?
Amen.
If you're just now tuning in to the show, we're talking about identifying the thief in your life. Hallelujah.
Now, preacher, I got to ask you a question. Now, you started it off here today. You said that one time that you were the thief. You said that you were the thief. So,
yes, sir.
I want to ask the question to you. Why did you feel that you were entitled? Why did you feel like that you were entitled to something that did not belong to you?
Because it was given to me before. I knew where it was at. It was given to me before. I felt like I can have it as long as I can get away with it. And my grandmother didn't know it was me. I felt like I was entitled. She gave it to me before. So I felt like because I had it before that I could have it again, but I didn't have to ask for it. I knew it was wrong, but still, because I felt entitled to it, because I had it before and I wanted it.
Well, did you feel like that if you were to ask your grandmother, she would tell you no, that you couldn't have it? You said you had it before. Do you feel like if you were to ask for it, you feel like that she would have given it to you or would not have given it to you? You said candy or something. You said candy.
No, she probably wouldn't give it to me again. I wanted it right away. You know, that's just like, you know, some people, the thief said when they want something and they need it, they want it right away, they'll go and get it. Sometimes because of desperate situations cause us to have desperate measurements. So we have to go out. We'll go out there. Or the thief will go out and they will take. Again, if you're just not tuning into the show, I'm sorry, I didn't even do the introduction of the show. This show is to help equip and deliver us from the thief in our lives. We will be once and for all set free from his words, created images of fear and psychological strongholds. This show is created to help you know and understand the truth and what the recorded word of God says to us. We will know how to attack the enemy and receive our victory over all of their tactics, plots, plans, and agendas here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. If you're just now tuning in, we're happy to have you. I'm the preacher. My husband is the pastor. And we're just, you know, this topic is, I'm excited about it because a lot of times when we think about people stealing or being a thief, we think about material things. But some people can come in and rob you of your peace, your joy, your happiness, your relationship. They can block you. They can delay you by being in your life. They can steal years off of you, your youth. I remember saying I wasn't going to let someone steal my youth. I was going to enjoy my youth because a lot of times, like you said before, is that you had the thief in the house. The thief was living with you, liking the thief, loving, trying to love the thief, and all along knowing that that person was a thief.
Amen. Amen. A lot of times, you know, that's what's going on. And when we're talking about relationship, a lot of times, you know, when we are talking about relationship, you enter into a relationship with someone that you know that you should not have entered into a relationship with that person. There are so many red flags that pop up, you know, from the beginning, almost from the two or three things, you know, that he or she says to you it just goes against your whole spirit. You be like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, I can't deal with that. Oh, no, I don't know. That's something I don't want to play with. But maybe, you know, they would change after a while. Maybe I'll show them, you know, how good I am. You know, maybe they would just not do that to me. But all the while, what you're doing is you are condoning the behavior of them, and you're accepting or you're tolerating to be in that situation. And most of the time, it just get worse, and it go downhill from there until you find yourself in that place where you say, it's enough. This is enough. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
You got to understand that, Satan uses people. That's what we call Satan and his agents. He will send those in disguise to look like, the Bible says, even the elect will be fooled. So Satan will send and do things that look like the power of God is on it. Because we go back to Exodus, Exodus 7, verse 11 through 12 says, but Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. So the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Verse 12 says, for every man threw down his rod and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. So we got to understand that it'll look like God, and it comes to rob you and take from you. So here God performed a miracle by turning Aaron's rod into a snake, and then Pharaoh's magicians did the same through trickery and sorcery. So although miracles can help us believe, it is dangerous to rely on them alone, because then it allows Satan to come in and steal and kill and destroy us by using his tactics that look like God is doing it. So we have to be very careful with the thief, and that's why the show is so important in identifying the thief. So Satan can imitate some parts of God's work and lead people astray. Now, Pharaoh focused on the miracle rather than the message, so we can avoid this error by letting the word of God be the basis of our faith. So no miracle from God would endorse any message that is contrary to the teaching of his word. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You
just
have to
tune in
to
the pastor and the preacher show right now. Hold on, husband. Go ahead.
Okay. What we do have to do when we say thief, now nobody wants to be identified as a thief. Neither I want to be identified as a thief, or even the thief himself or herself don't want to be identified as a thief. But a thief is also the liar. The thief is also the liar. He's not, he or she is not just the thief, but the thief that's in your life, or the thief that you are dealing with or you're living with, is a liar. That's
because they rob you from the truth. They rob you from the truth. I remember those saying that if they lie to you, they'll steal, they'll kill. So that is so true, Pastor.
In most cases, that's true. In most cases, that is true.
In most cases, that's true.
Like anybody that will tell you things, and that's what Satan wants to do. Satan wants to rob you of your mind, rob you of your thoughts, because that's the place where he can control you. The place where he can control you to get you in that place where that you are in fear, that you're in bondage, is by what is being said to you. Because what is being said to you, I mean, there are so many things that growing up that we were taught, all type of fairy tales and things, you know, that we were taught, because I mean, what it was to do was to get us to grow up a certain type of way and to believe a certain type of way. But when you grew up and you realized that, you know what, that wasn't even true at all. The Easter Bunny is not even real. Neither is Santa Claus. They are not real. Why would somebody tell me that there was an Easter Bunny? Why would somebody tell me about Santa Claus? You know, all different type of things, which were lies. And these were just a little bit of lies because, you know, I wanted you to do this, or I wanted you to think this way. But that's robbery. That's robbery of you. And when you're in a relationship, anybody, you know what I'm saying, that would tell you something just because they're trying to get you to think a certain type of way, they are a thief. And most of the time,
amen,
we live with that, and we know that they are lying about it, but they are robbing you. They're robbing you of,
amen,
of prosperity, and they're blocking you in so many places they can cause you to go in life that you did not even ask to go there when they could have just told the truth in the first place.
Yes. Identifying the thief in your life. You just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor show. We're talking about identifying the thief in your life. We're going to take a music break, and after the music break, we'll be bringing in our special guest today. Overseer Joseph Gwynn will be with us. I had a little pain today, but I'm working through it. So excuse my speech. I'm going to slow down a little bit so you can understand me. We thank God. So right after this music break, we'll come right back to identifying the thief in your life with Overseer Joseph Gwynn. Stay tuned, you all. We'll be right back.
Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Excited. Identifying a thief in your life. And we're excited at this time to bring on our guest today, Mr. Joseph Gwynn with In God's Hands Ministry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. All right. How y'all doing? Praise the Lord. Definitely keep up the awesome and great work that y'all doing. It's truly a blessing.
Amen. We're so happy to have you on the show, and we know you have your ministry, In God's Hands Ministry. We want you to tell us a little bit about it, Overseer, how you got started, and when you knew that God called you, and, you know, understanding your purpose and your calling, and not just that, but walking in it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me start off. I was raised Catholic. Actually got put out the church at 9 years old because I was asking so many questions about, you know, Jesus, and a lot of times, you know, when you're in a Catholic church, a lot of times they're not going to give you all the questions or all the answers that you need. And so by me asking so many questions, we actually got kicked out of the church. I was wondering, just doing me, you know, for so long, and wound up, got saved in the club. It was a club called Reminisce. Wound up getting saved in the club. Wow. The young man who was ministering to me at that time was a pastor, and I didn't even know that he was a pastor at that time. And when it wound up, he seen me, you know, I was a worldly dancer. You know, I danced. I was an entertainer. I was blessed to open up for a lot of people. And in the midst of me dancing, he seen the gift in me. And he was saying, they said, if you can attract people in sin, I can imagine what you'll do if you was to get in the church and dance for God. And that's how the ministry actually started. Went to church. I had been in church in probably almost 15 to 16 years. And when I got off into church and did my first mind dance, I cried like a baby. And he just told me, he said, I'm the pastor of the church. And it kind of shocked me because I'm like, this whole entire time, I'm looking at a pastor as a pastor not going off into the deep, but he was one of the pastors that actually went off into the deep and actually brought me out of it just through the help of God. And so from that point, he just told me to give God 1 year to be faithful. Mm. And that's how the ministry started. So with the In God's Hands, how I came up with the name was actually seeing a statue of praying hands, and inside the praying hands was a little baby. And so that's how the name came about. And the ministry is just a ministry. Actually allow men and women to operate in their gifts and talent that a lot of times that they can't do in big churches or even small churches. So we do everything from, you know, gospel rap to singing to mime to poetry to gospel comedy. So I've been truly blessed to meet so many gifted people that took the initiative who wasn't in church, now are in church and actually surrender in service.
Right, and when we think about church, when we talk about church, you know, we always say the church is not a building. We are the church, to be able to really operate, you know, in church, which is in us, to be able to just flow in the building, to congregate together. And, you know, when we talk about church, and I always have to say this so people can understand, you are the church, and we come together, we congregate together so that we can sharpen each other, encourage one another. If you're listening right now, we have Overseer Joseph Green on the show. Before my husband asked you a couple of questions, I'm sure he has several questions, because I love to hear the testimony, you know, to say that you were in the club and, you know, you was in that life and you had been out of church for years and you had all those questions. And my husband, he has a lot of questions, and, you know, people couldn't answer him. And a lot of times he was pushed away or moved to the side because he has that type of mind that goes beyond, and people not ready for people like us that go into the deep. I need to know the depths of it. And everybody, they're afraid of people like us because, oh, you don't need to know that. Well, that's what I need to know so I can come out of where I'm from. Or somebody that's going to take that time to tell me, you know, I have questions about, you know, what you're telling me. Why, you know, you're in the position, why you can't answer me. One thing I do know, you have an event that's called the Preacher's Bowl. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
and I want to be a part of that Preacher's Bowl. Tell us a little bit about that. It looks interesting.
Oh, yeah, the Preacher Bowl. Basically what I do is I allow God to give me a topic, and whatever the topic is, each person from the Preacher Bowl, whether they're young or old, each person will preach on the theme of whatever the topic is, but they'll come from their own way of preaching. So a lot of times you'll hear a lot of preachers will wind up saying, okay, I'm going to give you the topic, and I'm going to give you what scripture to come out of. But I believe if God have a word in you, he's going to give you what scripture you need to come from. Only thing I'm doing is just basically the topic. And so I don't tell you how to preach. I don't tell you where to come from. I just allow the Holy Spirit to move through you. And with this here, it gives everybody an opportunity to hear different ways of bringing this certain topic together. And when you have a certain topic, each pastor preaches different, you know, and so that gives them an opportunity. What you might not get from the first minister, you'll get from the second one.
That's true.
A different way of doing it. But I definitely got you in for the next Preacher Bowl.
You and your husband. Me and my husband. Yeah, me and my husband.
Hey,
all right, you have it. I know you have questions, so I would say, Joseph Green, I'd go for it. Go for it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm so happy to have you on the show here. You know, my wife told me that she was going to be on the show. She was telling me a little bit about you. And I was like, you know what, I'm glad to have you on. And when she told me that he does mime, I said, it's going to be a quiet show. She just started laughing. No, I was just joking around about that.
He did. He was being funny.
Man, I told him I wasn't going to play with him. I was just joking around here. But I heard you say something about how you were in the club. Now, when you said that, how you were in the club and you got saved, and I can tell you right now, you know, you and a lot of other men that are out here, you know, that are listening right now, what is something that you can say, you know, to men? Because there's a lot of young men, and even some of them that's not so young, that's still here in these clubs, and they still, it's like they're looking for something, they're trying to find something. What would you say to the young men that are out here listening right now?
Well, the only way that you're going to get tired is that you got to be really seriously tired. Even a person who runs a marathon get tired. And if you never get tired, can't nobody preach to you, can't nobody say anything to you. You have to be spiritually tired. And I believe at that time I was just tired of seeing the same thing, doing the same thing, and wasn't getting no results. And so at that time when he called me, it was funny because it was a young lady that was in there, and he just happened to point at the young lady. He said, "What did you think about her?" And so me being, you know, wild and out there, you know, I said, "She, you know, she's this and she's that." And he said, "And it's kind of funny how you can identify that spirit when probably the same spirit that operates in her actually operates in you." And when it kind of, I went into, into a beast mode. I said, "What you mean by that?" But then he said, "The only way that you can identify with certain spirits if that spirit actually operates in you." He said, because you were so know something about this young lady and don't even know her name. And it kind of, when he said that, it seemed like my whole night changed. You know, it was like, okay, now everything he was saying, then when he got to just talking about the scriptures, even in the club, through all the music, you know, playing and people walking up to you, I was able to hear every scripture he was talking about. Now here it is, ready to perform, and when I got ready to perform, I couldn't even perform the way that I would normally perform when I was out there. And when I got back, got off the stage, and, you know, he told me, he said, "Now that I supported you, come support me." And that's when he mentioned about the church. And I was like, "Man, you see me all on the floor and all on my head, and, you know, I'm not going to be going in the church doing none of that." He said, "I believe that God would take that all up out of you." And I don't do what most, you know, you see a lot of mind dancers use face paint. But I was presented with a mask. And the mask actually represents what goes on behind the mask. Because with the mask, you can't see no emotions. And so that's how I started off with the mask. And from that point on, I've always been using the mask.
Amen. I have another question here now. Me and my wife, you know, last night, you know, after the show was off and we ate a little dinner, we have a prayer place. We have a place where we like to go to prayer. I mean, go to pray. And this one prayer, you know, it just came out. And it was about of the young men and the young women, the youth. It's time for them to stand up. There's something that's ready to come out. There's something that's ready to come out. That's what the Holy Spirit was saying, you know. One thing I said was millennials, stand up. You know, there's so many young people that have so much talent. You're one, and it's a lot that have so much talent. What would you say to those men and women out here that know they have a lot of talent? What would you say to them that may be using that talent in the wrong way?
Give God an opportunity. Give God an opportunity. And that's what I wasn't doing. You know, I knew what I could do in sin. But it was even greater to even dance for God, for the glory of his people. And just to see people, you know, it's not about bragging, but it's about just watching people break down, people that, you know, that's going through certain things in their life. And you're able to present a dance and surrender that dance, and you watching people just crying out to God. To me, that's a feeling like no other. And I tell people, if you can, at least give God the opportunity. You know, he wakes you up every morning. People are always going to have something to say, you know, "Well, I know it's, you know, that's God." I say, "Well, you don't see the wind, but you know that it blows. You can feel it."
Yes.
And that's
what
you have to do. You have to be able to truly feel something different in your life. And, you know, I thank God every day because I know without him, I couldn't do the things that I'm doing now, you know. It's been a blessing, not only just in my life, but it's been a blessing even in my marriage. It's shown me how to be strong even when there's times I wanted to break down and just really give up, you know. And the mind has kept me going to let me know is that this is just one gift. I got so many other gifts for you, but I need you to operate in this set because so many people need to see this.
Amen. And I do have something to say here.
Because, you know, it's not just dancing by itself. There's so much that's taking place when you dance. I had an opportunity to watch you mime online, and I was like, you're doing so much. There's, you know, there's a breaking, there's deliverance that people is receiving because it's the Holy Spirit is operating in you. So even though you're dancing, it's not even about the dance. It's about what God is doing in you when you're dancing, using you to be able to break chains and people to receive deliverance, to be able to come out of those places of darkness and receive the light that God has, because there's a light that's in you when you dance. So it's so much that's coming out of you when you're dancing. I don't know if you ever sit back and just watch yourself dance, like went online and actually watch yourself and what God is doing in you while you are dancing. No, not so much about the dance itself, but what the Holy Spirit is doing, how the Holy Spirit is using you while you're dancing, because you're speaking. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking to the people, you know, and people are able to feel not you, but the Holy Spirit that is in you that's being released, what's being released at that time, because you're anointed to do what you're called to do. So what I do want to ask you is this: while you were living the other life, since our topic today is about identifying the thief in your life, did you realize at some point that this lifestyle was robbing you, of your peace, robbing you of your joy? Did you realize that, hey, I'm being robbed by living this way?
Yeah, when it really hit me is when I started realizing people that I was hurting, because what I was doing was not only just dancing to entertain people, but I was also utilizing, you know, that well, at that time, just utilizing what I knew I can do well to get what I wanted. No, saying identifying the thief in your life, I knew I was a thief because I robbed a lot of people from being happy. You know, I had issues with God because I felt like I couldn't trust God, and that's what the enemy was making me feel like. You know, well, God, if he this and that, why is he allowing this to happen? And one day, just outside. And God said, it's not the fact that you don't trust me. It's the fact is that you don't trust yourself. And so by me not trusting myself, I couldn't trust God. And he said, when you start trusting yourself, trust me even more. But you got to put me first. And that's why now when you see me on Facebook, everything I start off with is always God first. Because I know what I know. I can't have nothing else, you know. And so I'm thankful, you know, every day, you know, because that thief was me, you know. And I tell people, you have to be transparent. You have to be real with yourself. Because if you lie to yourself, you'll never tell the truth to anybody.
My God. You said a lot right there.
That was a lot right there. Amen.
Amen. And so, like I said, we're excited to have you. I know you're doing a lot. Tell the people that's listening right now about all that you're doing. I know you do a lot in the community. You have your clothing apparel. I happen to be in one of your commercial videos for Joseph Gwynn Apparel, which is really nice. You all got to check that out. I know you have music on Apple Tunes right now where people can go and download your old album. Tell our listeners tonight how we go about ordering, you know, your apparel. I know you have your tennis shoes and your music. Let us know what's going on with you.
Well, on any end there, if you wanted to check out the Joseph Gwynn Apparel, you can go to www.IGHministry.com. It'll have my bio. It'll tell you all about the ministry, what the ministry is about. It'll tell you a little bit of background about myself. The shirts is just a representative of who you are as a person. And what God was showing me through this was that your name should mean something. What legacy are you leaving behind? And this is the reason why I came up. Because before I was overseer, before I was the minister, I was Joseph Gwynn always. And so the name Joseph Gwynn is to let people know that if I can do it, you can do it. If you want to, you know, grab a shirt, you can call me at 323-989-2260. Also, too, if you want to get the shoes are Italian made, so they hand stitch, no machines. Actually, building this here, it's all people. The shoes are actually from Italy, so they will be shipped to you in probably 3 to 4 weeks, but you can go to www.aliveshoe.com/JG -55. And then if you do 56, that's the women's edition that I have also for breast cancer, which is dedicated to my mom. My mom is dealing with breast cancer now, but she caught it at the early stage, and also to represent for my granddaughter. So the both pinks represent both of them, which is my granddaughter and my my mom.
Amen, amen. If you just aren't tuning into the show, the preacher and the pastor, we're talking to Overseer Joseph Gwynn. We're so excited to have him on the show today. Now, we do have a segment of the show that's called Preach Preacher. We want you to stay on, give us 3 minutes of what's on your heart, what God is saying. Whatever it is, be led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to take a music break, and we'll be right back with Overseer Joseph Gwynn. We appreciate you on the show. Don't go nowhere. We're going to bring you back for the segment of Preach Preacher. Let God use you, brother.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so if you're just now tuning in to the preaching, the pastor, identifying the thief in your life, when you can identify the thief in your life, you can recover that was stolen from you. You can get your whatever the enemy has taken, whether it's your peace, your joy, your happiness, your finances, whatever it is, your relationship, your marriage, your job, your career, whatever it is, when you can identify that thief, now you can retrieve back all that the enemy has stolen from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank you all for listening. If you want to chime in, if you have any questions for Overseer Joseph Gwynn when we come back from radio break, please press 1. We'll bring you in. You can ask any questions to the overseer and also the pastor, the preacher on the show tonight. If you're logged in to the preacher and the pastor at the blogtalkradioshow.com and you have any questions, please give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, and we'll be right back here. Stay tuned.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy.
God of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
welcome, welcome back to the Preacher and the Pastor. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about identifying the thief in your life. And my question is, are you the thief? Have you been robbing people? Are you the one we're talking about? Are you the one that's being robbed? We're talking about that today, identifying the thief. And if you realize it is me, you know, I've been robbing people. I've been stealing people of their joy. I've been watching just to steal. I've been laying low like a snake to try to come in and vain you. Are you that one? Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:28, if you are the thief, anyone who has been stealing must steal no more, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Are you the thief? Once you receive Jesus,
Amen.
It's your first step. Once you receive Jesus, turn your life around. We're not here to condemn anyone. We're here to help. We're here to encourage and to inspire and to identify so that now we don't have to operate in sin. We don't have to operate under Satan's rule and his. We don't have to walk that walk, but asking God to help us to be better, to change us. And once we do that, change will come. You hear Overseer Joseph Wynn said that when he received God, his life changed, you know, and it looked like it. Even just him saying my life changed, the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he moved, the way he operated in this life has changed. The same way for me, the same way for my husband. I can identify with Overseer because I was doing the Diva Max show. I no longer do Diva Max. When God called me into the ministry, into the fivefold ministry, everything changed about me, even my name. I had to drop the name. A lot of people didn't understand why, because there's power in the name. And when God changes your name, he changes so he can bless you. When God changes your walk, it's to bless you. And so we just have to be able to identify what's going on in us. And like he said, the pastor told him in the club that what he could see, that spirit in the other, in that woman, was in him. And so that right there was powerful. Pastor, with you, when you heard that, because you hear people say that all the time, you know, we attract, you know, what we are. And sometimes you have to look at, like, wait a minute, hold on, I know I'm not like that, but is that in me? Is that somewhere in me? You know what I'm saying? But if you leave that person long enough, guess what? It'll come out.
Amen. Yeah.
It'll come out, and it will rob you of your identity. Satan comes to rob you of your identity. Again, we thank you all for tuning in. Overseer Joseph Gwynn, you still there with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
All right. Before we go into preacher, we'll give you like 3 minutes to preach that word, whatever's on your heart, whatever God has given you. Pastor has a question for you. What is it, Pastor?
Minister Joseph Gwynn, I do have one more question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything that you are hoping and praying about that has not showed up yet?
Yeah, it's just to be straight, to be faithful all the time, and not, you know, and not get to a point to doubt God at any given time, no matter what the situation looked like. You know, my dad, he have a machine that's hooked up to him that actually have a tube that comes from the machine that goes directly into his chest to keep his heart beating. And my dad tell me all the time, he said that the situation could be a lot worse. And it's that right there, just to see my dad go through what he's going through, and for him to say, no matter how bad it looks like, your situation can always be worse. Because he said,
that's
I might can't run like I used to, but I can still walk. You know,
oh, glory to God.
And do all the flips like I used to, but I can still walk. And that's the point is that to just stay faithful, you know, no matter how bad the situation is. And that's the prayer that I pray for everybody. Stay faithful no matter how bad it is. You know, me not just laid off from work, been off work for a whole month, and I'm thankful. Because it gave me an opportunity to really see my true self, and to, you know, and to do the things that I needed to do in my own life, things I said I needed to do, and it was taking my time. God said, "Well, now you got all the time in the world." So now I was able to clean out my closet. I was able to, you know, call people that I haven't talked to and let them know that I love them, you know. And I was able to get in my word even more, you know. And that's something a lot of times we don't make time out for.
Yes. All right. You know what I like when people say that when they had a time, the first thing people do is they go clean out their closet. I'm going to go find it. Clean out that closet. Matter of fact, my husband have a closet he need to clean out right now. This is what he said. I was like, everybody got their closet that needs to be cleaned out. And the closet may just be you. You've been like to clean out yourself. And so we thank God for you. This is the segment of the show is called Preach Preacher, Overseer. Joseph Gwynn, here's your time. Let God use you.
Hey, ma'am. Just wanted to tell each and every person that's listening by Facebook or either just through the phone, just wanted to tell you, stay encouraged. Trust in God. Be transparent. Believe that you can come out of anything if you put your heart and your mind to it. Be truly led by the Holy Spirit. People will tell you any kind of thing, but you got to always remember to trust in the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in, to guide you in the right direction. We say that all the time that we are not perfect. And there's a scripture that says, be ye perfect, yet I am perfect. And one thing about that is that we say that we're not perfect, but we strive for perfection. And so don't use the word that I'm not perfect. Just say right now I'm still in the making. And as you're still being in the making, you're still on that potter's wheel. You're steady being made. You're steady being molded into the man or woman of God that you're called to be. And so my thing to you, and the prayer to you, is that stay focused. If you stay focused on God's word, stop worrying about what other people are doing. Stop worrying about these videos. Stop posting things that you know that's truly not of God. If it's not going to encourage anyone, don't do it. You know, don't send that out because you plant a seed into people. I made a mistake 2 weeks ago. It was four Asian guys beating up on a African man over in China. Well, China was having all kind of difficulties, with blacks saying that they didn't want them in their establishment. But to see, for me, going off emotions, I wound up sending that video to so many people. And I had one person to reach out to me and tell me, and said, Joseph, I can only be responsible for what I do and how people treat me. And right then and there, it reminded me of the have I been a tripping hazard to somebody? Because by me putting that out there, what seed did I plant to the people? So I had to go back on Facebook and then do an actual Facebook Live and apologize for my actions, because at that time, when it went off emotions, and a lot of us are like that. We go straight off our emotions and not ask God. We don't even take 2 seconds to say, God, is this the right thing for me to do? And I guarantee you, if you give God 5 seconds before you decide to make any decision, he's going to open that door for you to come through. But don't do like I did. Close that door and went through another door of my own. And so my word to you, stay encouraged, stay faithful, and keep listening to the preacher and the pastor. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your son, your servant, oh God. Lord, we pray his strength on today, Father God. We ask, Lord God, let every need be met, Lord God, in this home, Lord God. Let there be no lack of goodness in this life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just ask that you have your way, oh God. Lord, pour into him all that he needs, Father God. Lord, baptize him right now with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Let him receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy, Lord God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up his wife on tonight, oh God. Lord, do what only you can do in the Father God. Lord, we pray for divine healing right now, Father God. Lord, fix that that is broken, Lord. Mend the tear right now in our soul, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for what you're doing right now and what you've done and what you're about to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. We ask you, oh God, right now, let us say that you are our Lord and our refuge and our fortress and our God in whom we can trust, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly presence, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your wings and to take refuge right now. We ask you, oh God, let your faithfulness and your truth be our shield and armor. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, oh God, no matter what's going on the outside, oh God, nor for the arrow, the fly by day, nor the deadly pestilence that walking in the darkness, nor for the destruction of the wasted of the noonday, oh God. We ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, oh God, and not let any come near us, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up, oh God, so we do not even dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah,
Lord, thank you,
to your name, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, for we know that you're omnipotent, omnipresent. So even those that are listening right now, that their lives will be touched and that their lives will never be the same, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your light, Lord God, that cleanses out all darkness, oh God. So we stand on your word, Lord God, that we are the light of the world because it is you that worketh in us, oh God. So we just want to say thank you. Let thy will be done, oh God. We just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still could not thank you enough. But yet and still, we say thank you. Have your way, God.
Thank you,
Lord, we ask for all of you, oh God, as we decrease so that you may have all the increase, Lord. Give us you. Everything else can wait, oh God. Let healing come through the airways, oh God. Right now, those that are listening that are needing a healing, those that are listening that are needing a deliverance, those that are listening that needs to be delivered and set free, let freedom come on tonight, oh God. Those that are needing a blessing, a favor, oh God, let it come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let there be no delay, oh God. We pray for speedy anointing right now, oh God. Right now, oh God, touch and heal on tonight. Amen. Touch and deliver on tonight. Touch and set free right now, God. We pray for no more delays, Father. Father God, we just want to say thank you that you heal our land.
Thank you,
we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you, Overseer Joseph Quinn. We definitely, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. I know God is doing a new thing in you, and I know there's other testimonies that you know to come here near. And so we just thank God for you. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer. Thank you for being on the show tonight. As we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, Pastor, do you have anything else you want to say before we close out with food for thought?
Just Minister Joseph Gwynn, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. You know, I was listening to when you were preaching there. You definitely have a lot that's inside of you that's ready to come out. And just keep on doing it. You are right there. You are right there where God can use you. Just keep on letting God use you. Just keep on letting him use you. You are right there. You know, don't give up, don't give out, don't give in. And like you said, you know, just keep on following the Holy Spirit. Before you make any decision in your life, ask the Holy Spirit for guidance first.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we just want to say thank you. God bless you. Have a good night. If you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, we just had Overseer Joseph Gwynn on the show, and we're so excited what God is doing in him and in his life. And we just thank God for you all listening on tonight. Pastor, do you have food for thought as we wrap up the last 2 minutes of the show?
I do have food for thought. Identifying the thieves in your life. You know, this is something to think about. You know, we as children, we are in the body of Christ. You know, there is nothing about us. We are a supernatural being like never have been seen before in this world. So we got to move out of that place of averageness. We don't settle for mediocrity or averageness. Move out of that place of averageness, you know, and always remember, you know, that the Holy Spirit is always there. You know, God is always there. He's on the inside of you. That's what it means to be in Christ, that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. So when you find yourself, you know, in that place where your world, your inside world is not where it's supposed to be, you know, ask the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying, to lead you and to guide you so you can get back to that place. I mean, my wife was praying this morning, that place called there. Wherever there is, if there is not the place where you want to be right now or where you need to be, come out of that place, being led by the Holy Spirit, and get to that place called there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God. If you just been tuning in to the show, and we're wrapping up the last minute of the show, identifying the thief in your life. Understand, are you the thief? Are you the one that's being taken from? Is someone stealing from you? And I want you to know today that you can retrieve back everything that the enemy has stolen from you today. When you have Jesus, when you have God in your life, he can retrieve everything back, turn it around for your good. And if you are the thief, you can surrender all over today if that's what you want to do. And you have identified in yourself that I've been robbing people. I've been taking something that does not belong to me, but I'm tired of living this way. I want to surrender. Surrender all over to God today and be saved, be healed, be delivered, and be set free from living a life as the thief. And we just thank God for everyone that tuned in on tonight. We thank Overseer Joseph Gwynn again for being on the line tonight. All our listeners that tune in, tell a friend and tell a friend. We're online every Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. We'll be back on air on tomorrow. Our show topic tomorrow is the power of words. Understanding the power of words, they plant seeds, and we'll have Pastor Michael Power on the show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Again, we thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you. Until next time, have peace, joy, and happiness in your life, and you are already protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you.
God bless.